And we talked to Patriots defensive tackle Lawrence Guy, brought to you by Anderson Windows and your local Anderson Windows dealer, Shepley Wood Products. Hey, Lawrence, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing fine, thank you. Tom Brady said earlier today that was the hottest he's ever been in a football game in his career. Do you agree?
Yeah, it was pretty hot out there. Like a little fishbowl effect. The heat just stayed in there. But you know what they say. Warmer weather, less injuries. You know, the muscles all warmed up. You don't have to be concerned. You just got to hydrate yourself a little bit better.
First of all, I want to point out Lawrence is wearing a Rick and Morty shirt, which I love, by the way. That is fantastic.
Appreciate
New
it.
Season's coming out next month or so, I believe.
I heard.
So that'll be really good. But I know that the Patriots often will use sort of negative things said about them and kind of spin it. Like Tom Brady last year in the playoffs said, hey, everybody thinks we suck, and you use it as motivation. It's really hard to find anybody saying anything bad about you guys through 2 weeks. Is there still ways to find some motivation there when everybody is singing all the praises?
Well, you take it day by day. That's the only way you could do it, and play by play. And that's how we approach it. After today, Miami's going to be done, and we got to move on. And once we move on, we're going to take practice by practice, because you're going to do something in practice that needs to be fixed the next day. There's going to be some aspect of the game that everybody probably didn't see, but we noticed that we need to improve. And that's what makes us such a good brotherhood, is we know how to take accountability for our mistakes and continue to work through it. Even if we do it on the field, we're just going to keep moving forward. So when we get into the film, or we get on silent, we can correct it later on. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to go in our film rooms, see everything that we did good, but try to improve on everything that we did bad, that we need to make sure it doesn't happen again.
I feel like that might be a short video today.
There's
a lot of stuff there.
Monday morning meeting is. Bill will have plenty of highlights for them, you know, to look over, and he'll be calling guys out on that. Now, Lawrence, you've been in this locker room. You're a veteran. You're a guy who's been around for a while. How do you let that, especially defensively, how do you get these guys to know, you're hearing it, like it's all the noise out there. In two games, you guys have only given up 3 points. How do you make it to players know that, hey, listen, let's not buy into what they're saying about how good this defense can be. Let's, like you said, take it game by game and go out there and continue to kind of build off of what we've been doing.
Well, we play in a league where everybody can have their ups and downs.
Right.
We have seen throughout history that you can have the best season ever. Mm. And not make it into the playoffs. You could have the best season ever, go undefeated, and lose one game in regular season, and lose the first playoff game.
We saw it here in 07.
You believe in the hype, and like, oh, we can't be. There's some that they're going to be able to do it, so you can't fall into that trap. You have to ignore all that noise. You have to understand that each play is need to be made.
Right.
They're going to make it, or we're going to make it. So one of those things is going to happen. All you could do is try to say, hey, how are we going to eliminate all these big plays? And how are we going to continue to build as this brotherhood and continue to build as this team? And that's what we're doing. And we saw the first week. There was a lot of corrections on the first week. Like, hey, we had to play better.
Right.
And we were playing better. We practiced better. We came out there against Miami and we played better. But this week, we still got to play better than we did last week.
Right.
We still got to fix those mistakes, because nobody's perfect.
Right.
If everybody was perfect, like, geez,
it'd be easy. We all be rich.
Easy. Everybody be doing it. But everybody has something to fix in some way, aspect of their game, and that's how we approach stuff. How can we get better every single day, and what do we need to fix to make sure we do the assignment a little better, we hear the communication a little bit better, or we read a route or read a block or sit there and run to the ball faster.
Right.
It's always something to improve. And once you keep that in your mind, there's always room to improve. You can never fall into the hype, and you continue to go for a goal, you know, and that the goal is each week to beat that team that you're playing.
Right.
We're talking with New England Patriots defensive tackle Lawrence Guy. This organization might be the best in professional sports at shutting out the noise, shutting out the mess. Whatever's going on out there doesn't matter. It's this room, it's these guys, this practice field. You've had it come up again this week. There's been a lot of noise from the outside. How do you guys go about pushing that to the outside and keeping it out of your room?
Because, you know, once we walk in those doors, it's about the team. Team comes first for everything. And if you look at it like that, it doesn't matter what is being said on outside of this building. It's all that matters what happens in this building, in those meeting rooms, on that practice field. And that's it.
Are you getting sick at all about being asked about Antonio Brown, whether it's by the media, maybe it's some of your friends and family? One of the most talked about guys since the beginning of training camp when he was with the Raiders. Now that he's a member of the Patriots, I'm sure you're asked about him all the time.
Not at all. Like I said, it's right. One of those things, like we said, we leave everything out, and I'm a defensive player.
Right.
So maybe the offensive players might get asked about him more. I get asked more about the run game and the passing game and stuff like that, or how's this person doing. But other than that, we don't really get asked about more the offensive side. You know, two different sides of the locker room right now.
Right. Yeah.
Well, everybody talks about the culture in that locker room. And, you know, you were a guy who came into a locker room very similar as far as you're the new player in, like Antonio Brown, or whether it's Josh Gordon, whoever's the new player coming in. And everybody talks about the culture in that locker room. And talk about how it's like you don't really have to tell guys what the culture is. It's just like it's something that's there that you feel. It's a presence. And, you know, give us a little insight to, like, a new player like Antonio Brown who comes into the locker room, and now this culture is just kind of something that he feels, and it's brought upon him.
Well, as a new player coming in, mm-hmm. and this, I can speak from my personal adventure through it, it's welcoming. Everybody right. welcomes you in. Everybody mm-hmm. says, hello, how are you? They introduce themselves,
right.
The staff, the players. You don't feel like an outcast. You come right into this brotherhood, and you just see that nobody's safe. You right. know, everybody gets remarks. It's like, hey, you need to do better. Ain't nobody's like, oh man, we can't make him play better because we can't say nothing because this is who he is. No, everybody's going to get a remark. Everybody has to get a better coaching point. And once you realize that the first meeting, like, this is how we are here,
right.
you just fall in and like, I understand what they're trying to do. And as this organization does, and as we do as players, we try to improve ourselves every day and push each other. Everything is a competition mm-hmm. for us of who's going to do a little bit more film study, who's going to do a little bit more on the practice field in the weight room. And that's the atmosphere that you really want. And coming in as a player from different teams, and when you see that, you're like, this is what I want to be a part of. I want to be pushed. I want to strive to be something that everybody wants me to be, or what right. I want to be. And as a player coming in, you see that, and you're just like, hey, this is what I'm meant to be. This is why I like playing for.
Everybody's kind of held accountable, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Dietrich Wise, to the best of our knowledge, yesterday was a healthy scratch. Do you guys go into every week understanding that's kind of the way life is here? It was Dietrich yesterday. It could be you next Sunday. You never know with this roster who's going to be part of the game plan and who isn't.
You know, that's one of these situations. Like you said, game by game, you have to take it what it is, but you have no control over that. Only thing you could control of is what you could do on the field and how you could play with your brothers. That's it. If they want to activate you, deactivate you, that's on the coaching staff, what's better for the team. And we all know it's what's best for the team.
Right.
Individual success is great and everything, but we're all willing to sacrifice something for the better of the team.
But you always think you being on the field is better for the team, right? Any player thinks that.
Well, any player thinks that, but if that's not in the game plan, it's no hard feelings. We all understand that. So once you realize that, and that's what I say, when you come into this atmosphere, you understand that it's the team first. It's the team and us, and you understand if you don't have the opportunity to play that week because they deactivate you, but that's better for your brothers out there and for the situation, you could take that as what it is. I'm like, I understand that. I'm going to work better in practice for I could be using different situations and different packages if I can help out everybody.
Right.
But you have no control. I have no control on what they decide to do. All I could do is go out there and play my best and make sure I do my assignments and help out everybody around me to make sure they play their best.
Does that make you guys real competitive within the position? We talk to James White every week, and it's a really good group of running backs. They're also kind of fighting for playing time, but they all support each other. Is that the same way with the defensive linemen? Because, again, you take a look at it, and a whole bunch of you guys play. You know, it's not, mm-hmm. hey, here's the four guys that are out there, and you're, you know, maybe you have one sub-package. No, I think, was it 21 different defensive players took over 10 snaps yesterday? So there's a lot of movement going on, but that's got to lead to some pretty good competition.
Of course, you know, but with competition, there's good support from everybody. I've never been in a meeting, I've never been on a practice where I haven't seen people coach up somebody else.
Right.
It doesn't matter how old you are, there's always a coaching tip or something you might see. on the sideline, you're seeing stuff, and like, hey, do you see the guard's footstep right here? Maybe he's taking this punch. Maybe you're not seeing that on the field, but it makes it not fair for everybody else for to hold it in. And that's how we approach it. Mm-hmm. We're going to compete with each other every single day, but we're also going to sit here and coach each other up when they see something. And like, hey, you know, you took a wrong step. Hey, you shot your hand a little wide. That makes us who we are as a unit, and that makes us who we are as a defense and as a team, that we're always trying to improve. It doesn't matter what your role is in this defense is. You always have a role in your position group or as a core of helping each other out. This is not, hey, I'm better than you, I'm not going to tell you what to do. No, this is not what this is about. This is a true brotherhood. And in a true brotherhood, you understand that you might need a little bit of help. And this person might do a little bit better in here, but you might see something that he needs help with, and you help him out, and you just keep on moving.
Now, the one thing that I keep hearing you talking about, and I want to touch on this a little bit, is the brotherhood, right? Mm-hmm. And so now you're talking about when you look at defensively, you have a defense that potentially, you know, could do a lot of great things. Granted, it's only been 2 weeks of the season, and it's very young. But the thing that I keep hearing is brotherhood. Talk about, you know, like how that is in the locker room to be part of that brotherhood, and you know, what if you continue to buy into this brotherhood and you continue to buy into, like you said, everybody doing their job, that sky's the limits for you defensively.
You know, like I said, I keep saying brotherhood because that's what it is.
Right.
We take everything with a grain of salt. So I could sit here and have a terrible play in practice. I'm going to hear it from about 10 of my brothers, and by probably another 10 on the sideline.
Right.
But you take that and like, I understand. What did I do wrong? And they will explain it like, hey, you did this. What were you reading? You can actually talk football and be like, hey, I understand what you're saying. This is why you did it. But you should do it this way or like that. And once you have that accountability with everybody on the field, it's unique. But all we could do is take it day by day. Once you start looking towards the future, like, oh, if we continue to do this, we could do this much aspect in the next couple of games, you can't even look at it like that. All you could do is sit there and like, how can I improve from this last game? Like we said, last night was an incredible game for us. Mm-hmm. It was on both sides of the ball, special teams, defense, and offense. But we still have to correct stuff. And coming off of a big win, the hardest thing to do is to take criticism.
Right.
But that's the best thing about us, that we could take criticism and be like, now what do we do? How do we move forward? And once you build in, buy into that and continue to build off of that, the sky's the limit for you for that next day or that next week. But as of right now, all we're doing is focus on today. And once today is finished, we're going to focus on Wednesday and preparing for the game coming up and ignore everything that just happened.
Right.
That's what you have to do, from ignore stuff in training camp, ignore stuff in the first two games, and take it day by day, game by game.
Lawrence, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lawrence.
Lawrence Guy joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.